live from the great state of Texas. Welcome to the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. The show is live, so please comment during the show.
Each week, we empower today's homeschool families with invaluable resources. Texas Homeschool Convention is more than a podcast show. We're a vibrant community, a gathering of people supporting one another in the incredible journey of raising the next generation of world changers.
Now, grab a seat, get comfortable, and join families throughout the United States and around the world as we dive into today's conversation. Live from Texas is the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
Hey guys, welcome, welcome, welcome. I say it every week, but I mean it. Happy Friday. No matter how your week has been, I am so glad that you are joining me here for this time. Welcome to the show. As you guys know, we are not just a weekly show, we're not just a podcast. We want to be a community for you. So if you are not following us on socials, look us up, Texas Homeschool Conventions, hit the follow, hit the like. And if you're watching on YouTube, hit subscribe so that you never miss an episode. I am pumped. I'll give you 3 seconds to tell me why. You're exactly right. We are 27 days away from the Fort Worth Conventions. If you do not know what that is, our entire community, the Texas Homeschool Conventions, comes together twice a year. And this year, we're going to be in Fort Worth from April 18th through the 20th. Now, as the event planner of this whole thing, I bet you can imagine what my email looks like right now, which is an absolute war zone. All the details, all the fun. And I'm going to say this in the most unbiased way that I possibly can. Ready? This is going to be the best convention we've ever done, and we want you there. I think that was as unbiased as I can get it, but I hope you hear my excitement, guys. So if you have not gotten your tickets yet, we're going to drop the link, convention.thsc.org. Click on Fort Worth, click on Houston, get your tickets. We sold a record number yesterday. Get them today before they sell out. Not only do we have an awesome convention for mom and dad, did you know that we also have a convention going on at the same time for your kids ages 5 to 12 and your teens 13 to 17? So check us out, check out the programs. And I want to let you in on a little secret. Did you know that the Texas Homeschool Coalition, who helps sponsor our conventions and host our conventions each year, is running a flash sale? So let me show you this real quick. I'm going to share my screen with you. If you go to thsc.org, the Texas Homeschool Coalition typically has a membership that is $150, but right now it is on flash sale for $99. Now, where this gets exciting is that each membership includes two tickets to our convention. Those tickets normally are $89 a piece. So for $10 more, you get a year-long membership that has homeschool coaching, legal resources, and like so much homeschool support that you will never feel a lack. You can get off Google, you can get off Pinterest. Texas Homeschool Coalition has everything you need to set you up for success in your homeschooling journey. And right now they're offering this membership for $99, which means you get to come to convention for basically a buy one, get one free price. I don't know about you, but that's awesome. And I also wanna let you in on another little secret. As my friends, I feel like we have this like good thing going. I wanna let you in on a little behind the scenes. So in a few weeks, you are going to get access to this map. So we've created a digital map of the Fort Worth Convention Center, and I just want to show you guys how big this thing is. So this is the Convention Center in the heart of Fort Worth. Check out this exhibit hall. Did you know that you're going to be able to interact with this live? You're going to have access to this on your phone where you can click on booth, check out your favorite resources, check out your favorite curriculums. And the best part is you're going to be able to come and see all the other fun things we're offering. I want to highlight our family fun area real quick. So we have partnered with Actors Bible and Trail Life to offer two amazing experiences for your family. And the first one is going to be the Actors Bible's Family Dome. So I need you to picture this. It's this 13 foot by 24 foot dome where your family can go and interact and act out live Bible stories. So imagine you and your family wanted to like part the Red Sea and talk about Moses and the great things he did. This dome will literally put you right inside that space, right inside the Red Sea, and walk you through the story as it was in the Old Testament. And they have, I mean, hundreds of stories you can act out. So make sure to get your family registered. And then the Trail Life Adventure Zone, we'll have more details in the next few weeks, but this is gonna be open on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And we just talked with their team earlier this week. Guys, they're letting us throw tomahawks. We get to make ropes, something about archery tag, and the director of events said she's going to be in there the whole time playing. It's going to be wild. So make sure while you're at convention to check out the Family Fun Zone. It's inside the exhibit hall. We also have lunchtime entertainment. We have Hank the Cowdog, Brave Books, Eat to Explore cooking demo, and we're going to have an interactive Actors Bible family show. So much fun. You're going to want to be there. And yeah, so if you haven't gotten your tickets, convention.thsc.org. We are so much more than just a homeschool convention. We are a weekend of fun for your family. So plan your vacation. Join us in Fort Worth or Houston. Gonna be a blast. So enough about us. We have an incredible guest today. You may have never heard of their organization, but after today, they are going to be a staple in your homeschool world, the Herzog Foundation. We have Jonathan, who's going to be joining us. And to sum up the Herzog Foundation, he's going to tell the incredible story of how they get here. But they are here to provide free resources for homeschool families and co-ops. And I know everybody who just heard the word free, they're like, what's the catch? No catch. Seriously, we'll talk more about it. But their founder loves Christian education and wants to be a catalyst of change and making sure you have the things you need. And so tag a friend, share this on your Facebook, on your Instagram, on any of the other platforms. I feel like I'm out of date at 31, but you guys know what I'm saying. Share it, tag a friend, tag your co-op leaders. And let's get ready to welcome my friend Jonathan in from the Herzog Foundation. Jonathan, welcome in.
Much. Lovely. Hello. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, excited to be here.
Thank you for being here. We are pumped. I have been looking forward to this show for a while because if there is one word that homeschool families love, it's the word free. And anytime we're interacting with you guys, you're like, guys, we have free things we want to put in the hands of homeschool families. Help us do it. So thank you for being on the show today.
Absolutely. It's the easiest sales pitch in the world. We're offering free things and we're just trying to give it away.
I love that. So, Jonathan, I'm sure that none of our guests have ever met you, heard from you. So could you tell us a little bit about who you are, your family, and the role that you play at the Herzog Foundation?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm really excited to be at the Fort Worth Convention. And I did not know about the Trail Life Adventure Zone. So you'll probably find me there more than at our booth. But
100%.
I'm the administrator of the School Box and HF Homeschool Programs. And we'll talk more about what that means. But essentially, I get to help people start Christian schools and Christian homeschool groups for a living, which has been just so much fun. But I went to a Christian school my entire schooling life, K through 12, graduated in a class of 27 in Olathe, Kansas, but then went to college and was planning on being an engineer. And so definitely where I am now wasn't part of the plan, but God has a funny way of working things out. So I ended up at the Herzog Foundation to manage and launch the School Box program. And then as we've thought about how we can engage homeschooling and the homeschool community more, I was just really excited that we were able to launch the HF homeschool program. But I'm in Smithville, Missouri right now in our beautiful headquarters, and we'll talk more about the events there, but would love to see some folks here in the near future.
Very cool. I love that. So at high level, what is the Herzog Foundation? Can you tell us a little history, the founder, and where you guys are at today?
Yeah, absolutely. So the Herzog Foundation was founded by Stan Herzog, hence the name, but he was a businessman in St. Joseph, Missouri. He made a lot of money in the railroad and construction industries, but when he passed away in 2019, he left his estate to what he believed was going to change our country. And there's obviously a lot of things he could have chosen on what would change the country, but what he chose was Christian education. And so the Herzog Foundation exists for K through 12 Christian education in the United States. Because in Stan's vision, the next generation being raised up as students who can think for themselves, who are well-educated, but also in the Christian morals and traditions and discipleship, learning those things would be vitally important. And so Stan Herzog was passionate about Christian education, and we're able to further that vision today through his memory and his foundation.
I love that. My husband and I were driving through DFW and we saw a truck that said like Herzog Construction or Herzog Railroad. Yeah. And Jake's like, do you think that's the Herzog Foundation? I was like, no, they're in Christian education. But sure enough, we made that connection just a few weeks ago. So it's exciting to see. Now, when you say Christian education, I think most people's mind would go to like Christian private school. So You guys have really invested a lot of time and energy lately into the homeschool world. Was that part of Stan's vision as well? Was not just private Christian education, but also the home in the homeschool world?
Absolutely. He was passionate about kids receiving education in Christian values. And so with that, that's any type of Christian education. So we work with homeschool, certainly, and then micro schools and hybrid schools and 5 day a week schools. And so that absolutely is a big part of what we do. But we made the shift in the past year and a half, even towards being more inclusive of the homeschool world and the homeschool space, because as we looked at the trends across the country, if you see the people who are leaving the public school system, 2/3 of them are going to homeschooling. They're not going to private schools. They're going to some form of homeschooling. And so if we want to support Christian education, if we want to support people who are making the leap from public education, then we have to work with homeschooling. We have to figure out how we can best work with state organizations like the Texas Homeschool Coalition to support these families as they start that journey. And so that's been really the heart of why we've engaged with the homeschooling community. And frankly, for the past year, it's really been a lot of listening. It's been a lot of going to conventions and hearing stories. And we're really excited now to be rolling out a few programs that we think is going to move the needle and help make homeschooling easier and simpler for everyone across the country.
I love that. So I know that a lot of our time today is going to be spent talking about the resources and programs that you guys offer, and we'll get into the homeschooling world in just a second, but we do have people who listen in every week who aren't in homeschool, but are just in private education. So could we start there? Can we talk about the things that Herzog offers to non-homeschool families?
Yeah, absolutely. It's honestly a lot of the same programs, just with different emphasis. So for example, Schoolbox. Schoolbox is our training platform. It's online training and mentorship for anyone who wants to start a Christian school in their community. And so if you're interested in starting a Christian school, hfschoolbox.com, you can sign up for free training. We offer free mentorship, grants for website building, legal advice. We really want to walk alongside folks who are entrepreneurs who want to start their own Christian school. But at the same time, for homeschool groups, we recently launched, it's the same concept. So free training, free mentorship, website support, legal support. But for those who want to start a homeschool group, whether that's a co-op, a support group, whatever that is, we want to help support that launch. And that's called HF Homeschool. So at the same URL, hfschoolbox.com, you can see that there's now a homeschool group option. And that is specifically tailored towards the needs of those who are starting homeschool groups. So really, for Christian schools and for homeschool groups and homeschool families, we offer many of the same resources just like that, just with a little bit different emphases. And we've really worked hard to make it so that it'll be useful for homeschooling families.
I love that. That's great. And for those who may be new to the homeschool world, you know, at the Texas Homeschool Conventions, we cannot say enough to get in community with co-ops and community groups, play groups, like wherever your kids are at, whatever age there are resources. And if you go to thsc.org, we actually have a link all over Texas to put in your address, find neighborhood groups that are meeting near you. Would highly recommend that. And so, Jonathan, back to the free resources, because I know you said they get legal help to help set it up. You want to make sure it's official and that someone's not going to come in and shut your doors. What kind of actual resources do you offer for people who are like, I'm passionate, I want to get involved, I have no idea where to begin? What would you say to those guys?
And honestly, so we keep saying free, and I'm sure there's some folks who are just thinking, how in the world does that happen? So again, Stan Herzog and his generosity is what led to the Herzog Foundation. And he is the sole donor to the Herzog Foundation, which is incredible. But with that, that explains our investment in you. And so that's how all of this and all these things that I'm going to say that might seem too good to be true, that's how all of them, those things are possible. But along with HF Homeschool, which is, again, free online training, free mentorship and coaching on how do you start a homeschool group in your community. And that's hfschoolbox.com. Anyone is able to sign up for that. Even today, if you wanted to just see what we're training folks on and how to start a homeschool group, if you're just exploring, we would love for you to sign up and see what resources are there. We also have the Herzog Foundation Institute. Now, this is a really big one for anyone who is currently a part of a homeschool group. This, the Herzog Foundation Institute, is a collection of trainings that focus on Christian education leaders and then also Christian teachers. And these topics are things that folks really want to know more about, that they're excited to learn about. And with any of our trainings, what we offer is once you get to our training, so you have to pay for your plane ticket or your tank of gas, but once you get there, we're covering most of your meals. We're going to cover your hotel room. We're going to cover the cost of bringing in the speakers, getting the venue, and putting on this event. So it is really accessible training. And so if you're thinking, I would love to know more about some of these topics, but I just think cost is an issue, all you have to do is get there. And we do trainings in Texas, but we do them all across the country. We will have 100 training events this year. But topics for our leadership development series. So this would be for folks who are leading a co-op or a group. And then also folks who are leading Christian schools, Christian hybrid schools, we invite all of them to attend these events. But things like donor development, marketing and enrollment. If you're the best kept secret in your community, we don't want you to be the best kept secret anymore. We want people to know about you. Marketing and enrollment, strategic planning, board leadership, culture building, things for leaders to learn more about. And what we focus on is we want it to be a retreat, but we also want it to be something where you can take some active steps from these trainings. We also have Bible teacher training. We will do 4 Bible teacher trainings this year at the Museum of the Bible in Washington, D.C., which is such a cool facility, and we're really excited to offer those. But with that, anyone who is teaching in your homeschool co-op is eligible to attend a Bible teacher training. Again, once you get there, we're covering your whole cost. And the reason for that is, as a Christian educator, the Bible will infuse everything that you do, regardless of what subject you teach. We also will do 4 science teacher trainings at the Ark Encounter and Creation Museum in Kentucky. So anyone teaching science, you can come, we'll cover your lodging, we'll cover your food, and you can learn from the curators at the Creation Museum and Ark Encounter in Kentucky. And so that's what I think a lot of folks say, well, wow, that's a lot of things. Again, Stan Herzog's generosity makes all of this possible and how we can make this accessible to folks all across the country. We also have a newspaper called The Lion, readlion.com. We also have an ambassadorship program for recent college grads. If you want to spend a full year just talking to folks in leadership in Christian education, that is a great way to get involved in that, is to be an ambassador for the Herzog Foundation. And you will see we have podcasts as well. We have a homeschool podcast coming out with Sam Sorbo. We have a podcast called Making the Leap, which is making the leap from public schools into private or homeschool education. And so we've had on folks from HSLDA, from Texas Homeschool Coalition, just talking about what are the considerations for anyone who's making the leap from public education. So that's just a quick taste of a lot of the free programming that we have available at the Herzog Foundation for homeschool group leaders, for homeschooling families who are teaching their kids, and then also for even private Christian school leaders.
I'm stunned that you guys can offer, that much, because most of the time in the homeschool world, it's like, you know, money's always the issue. But right. To know that there's an organization that, you know, for those of us who are passionate about making a difference, and not just in our own home, but in the community around us, that there's an organization that already has the plan, right? You already have the, here's how to do it, and that you want to support, and at almost no cost. Like, if you need to go to events, plane ticket, and that's it. That is incredible. And I know that your generosity doesn't even stop there, because you've partnered with us at the Texas Homeschool Conventions and are actually offering free tickets to every co-op leader in Texas if you want to join us, because you guys are doing a couple of workshops there talking about the free resources and church leadership and how to get programs started in churches. Could you give us like a sneak peek as to what those workshops are about?
Yeah, we are doing a session on You Can Do It, Educational Ministries in Church. And it really comes down to the what we teach in School Box and HF Homeschool, that it is, you absolutely can. If you have a church with a facility that sits empty during the week, you can host an educational ministry. And frankly, it's a little bit easier than what you might even be thinking, because as a church, you're able to work through certain legal things a little bit faster. You generally have a facility and you have families too that I'm sure would be blessed from that. And with that, the Herzog Foundation will cover The cost of your training, we'll cover the cost of your mentorship. We have the training that we are able to provide and mentorship that we're able to provide. So no matter what you want to start, whether that's a homeschool group, whether that's a hybrid school, whether that's a micro school, a learning center, we want to help because we believe K through 12 Christian education is our mission. And that's what we want to help with.
I love that. I love that. Jonathan, you were at conventions last year in Allen. Is that right? Can you tell our audience, was that your first year there?
It was my first year. Yeah, I was at the Fort Worth convention last year. And that was actually my first homeschool convention ever.
Okay. Okay. Well, this is a perfect setup here. I'm going to let you talk about this. Do you remember the experience? And can you tell us like what you took away from it? Because we have a lot of people listening that this is their first year coming. They're in Fort Worth. They're like, what do I expect? Like, is this going to be a bunch? Like, what is this event? So could you kind of sum up your experience last year?
Yeah. So I think part of it was everything's bigger in Texas, right? So I was surprised at just the sheer amount of resources, of attendees, of the quality of the speakers was so excellent. But I'll tell you, the lasting impression that I had and the thing that I was most impressed by was just working with Texas Homeschool Coalition staff, but then especially teen staff. I know the volunteers that are there to serve and to work. I was just so impressed at the caliber of their hospitality. They were so friendly, they were so personable, and it just created an event that it felt like family. And so I was really, really impressed with how those volunteers conducted themselves. And certainly it's a testament towards a homeschooling education. So I definitely want to give them a shout out from that. And that was my lasting impression is, wow, these kids are so impressive at such a young age. At one point, I remember asking someone like, oh, like what year are you in high school? Because we were just having this great conversation. Oh, I'm actually a sophomore in college, but I was homeschooled my whole life. That's incredible. So that was the lasting impression, but certainly it was an incredible event, and I'm really excited to be back again this year.
That's awesome. That was one of my takeaways. Last year was my first, and you know, in the world where you hear that 13 to 17 gap is just a nightmare is how the world paints it. I was stunned to see the fruit of the labor of the homeschooling mom and dads. Like, shout out to you guys for those who are listening, who are in those teenage years, because those were some of the most respectful, hospitable, like they just wanted to love on people and serve people. And these are 13 year olds. Like, these are the kids who on news outlets and stuff should be wilding out and doing all of these things. But I think that's a testament. Like, to me, I have a toddler at home and I'm always wondering like, what's the world like going to be like when she grows up, and realizing that like, if you're homeschooling, this is the world she'll grow up in. And we get to teach her how to go and interact with the world and interact with others. And so I'm going to give a shameless plug for the team program. Guys, we have that same program back this year. We still have a little bit of space available. So convention.thse.org, click on programs. And this year we have Patriot Academy, we have Unbound, and we have the Wilderness Trek coming in. It is going to be like summer camp packed into 3 days. And what I love about the program, just like Jonathan said, we have an entire leadership aspect, and then we have put all of those things into practice in a safe space where these kids can go and get real life experience. And so, Jonathan, I love that you said that. I love that that's your takeaway, because that's our heart. We want to be known as a convention where it feels like home when you come. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not, we know we boast largest and all of that, but for those introverts that are like, largest, you know, no. It's going to be so much fun. And I love that there's something for everyone, whether you're coming in for workshops. We have 120 some odd workshops. We've got 160 vendors. Herzog Foundation, you guys are going to be one of them. And then if you're just wanting to just come in and kind of dip your toe into this, if you're not homeschooling but thinking about it, just come and enjoy the space. There's something in the air. And Jonathan, I hope you felt that. There's something in the air of like, these are my people. There's a lot of love in this room. And so it's going to be a great experience. So you guys are going to be on the floor. Herzog Foundation has a great booth. Actually, hang tight. Let me see if I can pull up your booth location and share it with everybody.
Oh, I'm a little curious of this as well. Yeah, I want to see where we are.
Yeah. Great. So if you type in Herzog over here, we can click on them. It actually takes you right to their booth. Guys, they have all kinds of things you can go. You can look at teacher trainings, need help starting a co-op. This booth is live and interactive. And if we zoom out here, They are going to be right inside. Here's one of the entrances. Here's another. You're going to run smack into them right by our booth, right in the center. So, Jonathan, you will be there. People can come, shake your hand, get a selfie with you now that you've been on the show. But if you are not making plans yet, go ahead and start making plans. Like we said, Herzog is offering free tickets to all co-op group leaders or church leaders. So email in at events@thsc.org for more information. We would love to get those tickets in hand to you. Jonathan, any last words on behalf of the Herzog Foundation to our audience?
I'm just so excited to meet so many of you at the convention in how many days, Chelsea?
27.
I'm not nervous about it. I hope you're not. I'm just kidding. But
it's just mixed emotion. It's a mixed bag.
That's it. I'm so excited to meet you all there. If you want to learn more about Herzog Foundation programs, herzogfoundation.com is a great way to start, H-E-R-Z-O-G. But otherwise, any questions that you have, or even if you just want to get more of an introduction to us, we'll see you in Fort Worth.
Awesome. Jonathan, thank you for joining us. I will see you in 27 very short days from now. And thank you for being on the show with us today.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course. We'll see you next time. Guys, that was the Herzog Foundation. I am blown away by the generosity of one man who is wanting to be a catalyst for change in the Christian education world. It's so common to hear people say the right thing, give the speech, but it's another thing to invest your entire fortune into this mission. And so if you are a homeschool leader, if you are a co-op leader, if you are a Christian educator, make sure to check out Herzog Foundation. Check out their exhibitor booth in person in Fort Worth, and they're going to be in Houston. But we would love to support them. They are supporting us to bring this convention to you, to make it affordable, fun for every family. And again, if you are looking for free tickets as a Texas leader, email us in at events@thsc.org, and we would love to get those in hand to you. As always, guys, 27 days away. I can't even begin to tell you about my excitement. So much is going to be happening. It's going to be a jam-packed three-day event, but it's going to be so worth it. We just had a team meeting this morning, and my boss said it best. You're going to feel tired, but you are going to leave so energized with an overflowing cup to be equipped and empowered for this upcoming school year. So grab your family. We want mom, dad, kids, brothers, cousins, leave the dogs at home, pretty please. Bring a friend, bring an entire group. We would love to see you in Fort Worth. I'd love to high five you, shake your hand, take a picture with you, all the fun things. But you will see us all in Fort Worth April 18th through the 20th. As always, I want to thank Spirit Media. They do an incredible job putting on the show for us each week. And they're going to be in Fort Worth with us too. They're going to be helping us run the meet and greet booth with all of our speakers, Heidi, Christina, Melanie, you name it. We're going to be there. The show will be going live the whole time there. So no matter what kind of week you had, I pray that this weekend refreshes you, fills you up, and that you hit the ground on Monday, just getting ready to tackle all of the things. Tackle your world, tackle the homeschooling world. You are equipped to do this. Mom and Dad, we love you. We're praying for you. We will see you in Fort Worth April 18th through the 20th. Again, we'll see you next time. Thank you so much.
Thank you for joining us on this week's episode of the Texas Homeschool Convention Show.
We hope you are leaving encouraged, equipped, and empowered to take on this week as an intentional parent.
Be sure to subscribe on YouTube and never miss an episode.
No matter where you are in your journey, we are here to support you. Make sure to check out our website at conventions.thsc.org. Come join our community.
Did you know that we host in-person conventions each year in Texas? Join us in Fort Worth, Texas, and Houston, Texas in 2024 as we celebrate 30 years of homeschooling freedom in Texas.
Use code SHOW10 for a 10% discount on your convention tickets.
This has been the Texas Homeschool Convention Show. Have a request for who you'd like to be on our show? Email us at events@thsc.org and tell us more. We always love hearing from you. We will see you next week.